bankruptcy judge in New York has granted WorldCom permission to give its laid-off employees their severance pay. In an unusual move, WorldCom had argued for making the payments, even before paying some creditors. In honoring the severance agreements, WorldCom hopes to counter the negative publicity it's received since declaring bankruptcy. From New York, NPR's Madeline Brand reports.
The courtroom was filled with dark gray and blue suits, lawyers for WorldCom, lawyers for its creditors, lawyers for the laid-off workers. And rare for a bankruptcy proceeding, nearly all of them agreed that WorldCom should be allowed to pay its ex-workers $38 million. The judge also agreed, brushing aside one creditor's claim that it might not receive all the money it's due if WorldCom pays its severance claims. Outside the courtroom, lawyers for the workers called it a victory. Lowell Peterson represents the AFL-CIO and more than 40 former WorldCom employees.
This is groundbreaking. This is the first one that we're aware of any scale, that has actually sought and obtained court approval to pay full severance, full continuing medical.
Peterson says that earlier this year, the AFL-CIO had to fight Enron to make good on its severance agreements in what became a public relations nightmare for that company, a fate he says WorldCom hoped to avoid.
They saw what happened at Enron and the tremendous amount of heat that Enron took for not doing right by its workers. The tremendous hardships that workers suffer are very compelling. People in Congress, people in regulatory agencies, people in the press, people in general, really care about this stuff. I mean, these are real lives.
WorldCom says it's not that it didn't want to be seen as another Enron. What the lawyers argued was that the stories in the media of ex-WorldCom workers unable to afford their rent or health insurance were hurting morale among the remaining 60,000 workers. Greg Rayburn is overseeing WorldCom's restructuring.
We're working on retention plans right now for key employees, and we want the employees to understand that we are going to comply with our severance policies as written, because that's a matter of trust between us and our employees.
So now WorldCom will pay some 4,000 workers about $9,000 each. Jacob Goodwin is a former WorldCom sales manager and one of the organizers of a group called the Severed WorldCom Employees Expect Payment Committee, or SWEEP. He says he's pleased with the ruling, but cautious.
I'm happy that the judge decided that, yes, WorldCom should pay its laid-off employees, and now I'm cautious because I want to make sure that WorldCom properly calculates the amount that it owes each employee, gives the employee the opportunity to question or review that amount. And I'm concerned that it seems as though, in order to get the money, all the employees would have to sign that general release agreement, which I, in fact, signed.
The release agreement says that employees give up their right to sue the company in exchange for their severance payments. That may prevent workers from joining lawsuits filed against WorldCom that aim to hold it responsible for the plunging value of employees' retirement funds. Many workers now have nothing after investing their life savings in WorldCom stock. The agreement may also prohibit workers from suing WorldCom executives personally. And yesterday's bankruptcy court decision regarding severance did not affect the enormous payouts WorldCom gave its top executives. Former CEO Bernard Ebbers will receive $1.5 million a year in severance pay for the rest of his life. Madeline Brand, NPR News, New York.